This is a Triple J podcast.
Oh,
ready?
Jungle
ready?
Into Rumble.
Oh, filth!
Dude,
oh God. Okay.
I want to go back there now.
Okay, okay. Peep and I are living off like zero sleep.
We've been so jacked all night
we
after Fred
Again. We got the call up at the last minute yesterday to go to Fred Again. And it honestly was... Fuck, I just saw Taylor Swift. I have to say, this is like on par.
Oh.
Like, no,
What are you saying?
No, okay, not on, on par? Maybe.
On par?
No, okay, not on par. But
it's
like,
maybe in
it
its
was,
own,
it's in its own league.
It's in its own league.
But
yeah,
it was
such
a fucking good show.
No, it was unreal. And like, yeah, we didn't expect to go. We got tickets last minute. I rocked up like and went straight into the pit, and he had this big like structure at the back where he was like playing on his like drum pad and stuff. He came out and did Rumble, and you know that is my favorite song, my number one vote for the Hot 100.
I know.
And I was like, he did that for me. Like
that was
for me, Pip Rasmussen. I was living.
So Peep and I just can't stop scrolling and looking at videos and rewatching and reliving.
But also we're so tired.
We're so tired.
I don't know. It took it out of me last night. I was walking home and I was like, I need to get to bed.
There's two brain cells for this episode.
Honestly.
And okay, another thing that we really wanted to talk about quickly, because we can't stop dying over this in the office, is... I don't know if you saw the news, but the Hailey and Justin Bieber thing.
Yeah, so let me explain. Hailey Bieber, married to Justin.
Yeah.
Hailey Bieber's dad, Stephen Baldwin, put this post on Instagram. And it was like a classic parent really putting their foot in it, just not thinking about how permanent the internet is.
Just like boomer energy of like, I'll just post this thing and no one will see it.
Yeah. So he's like a godly man. Like he's a Christian through and through. And he put this post up being like, Christians, please, when you think of Justin and Hailey, take a moment to offer a little prayer for them to have wisdom, protection, and draw them close to the Lord. Which basically means marriage problems.
Didn't he actually say like their marriage is going through it?
Well... that's all you can infer from this, like, little, you know, line, I guess. And that's what people went with. They went, oh, Hailey and Justin, marriage is on the rocks. You know, like, TMZ were reporting it. They were getting, like, their anonymous sources and whatnot, being like, well, yeah, we've actually heard that they're, like, really struggling. And it's, like, apparently Hailey's, like, really pissed at her dad about this post.
Imagine outing... your daughter for having relationship problems.
On Instagram
for everyone and being like, please, everyone, pray for them.
Pray for them. Like that, the cringe
I feel. It's so embarrassing. It is so embarrassing.
Imagine the conversation they had after. I would have been on the phone being like, get that down, delete.
What are you doing, Dad?
But yeah.
It's deleted now.
It is. I went to go look for it and it's gone, babe. It's not there. So I think Dad is definitely in the doghouse for a bit.
Oh, that's unforgivable.
Oh, totally. Like I would be livid.
But everyone should give a little prayer right now.
Yeah, let's pray.
Justin and Hailey, whatever they're going through.
We hope that you guys are going okay.
To brag about
anyway,
your relationship.
We simply must speculate as girlies of culture. We must.
Oh, yeah. That's all we've been talking about all morning.
I know.
And Fred.
But and Fred.
Obviously, we've got an episode to do.
Yeah, absolutely. This one, we've been wanting to do this for so long. It is a topic that it's kind of close to our hearts. We've been dabbling in it, in a way, with our DMs. And we want to talk about pay pigs.
Yes, or findom. You've probably heard these terms. We get a lot of DM requests from pay pigs, sugar daddies, findoms.
Yeah.
And yeah, we were really lucky because we got a pay pig, an actual pay pig,
mm-hmm.
to tell us about their life and the dynamic they have with their findom.
Yes. And we also chatted to a goddess and a god, a couple who have a pay pig. So stay tuned. That's coming up.
Anyone who has no idea what a pay pig is, they're basically someone who their fetish or kink is to, like, they get off on giving you money or gifts.
Mm.
And then the findom is the person who's like the financial dominatrix. So they are like findom you to give them money and gifts. It's like the dom sub dynamic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like we mentioned, Pip and I do get the odd message. I used to see them all and just think that it was fake, like it was a scam. Mm. And then recently I started replying because I had someone message me and be like, hey, I'm a legit pay pig. Like, if you actually want one, like, let me know. Mm. And I actually got an email from someone being like, I live in Melbourne. I'm under 30. Like, you'd be surprised as to who I am, but I'm really curious to FinDom. Like, would you be open to trying it with me?
Yeah.
So I, like, replied to both of them and, like, was so, like, they were real. So it was just kind of interesting because I was like, oh, okay, I just assumed all these DMs that I get, like sugar daddy wise, whatever, just scams and fake. But these guys were legit.
I think I have had a mix of real and fake. So over summer, I was like doing a big clear out of my wardrobe. I was like selling a bunch of stuff on Depop and like Marketplace and whatever.
Yeah.
And on Marketplace, actual fucking wasteland of a fucking website.
We're on different algorithms on Marketplace. Clearly. Because you get so many people who are like, show me your tits.
Yes. Literally, I'd be selling like a top and someone's like, great body, can I see them boobies? And I'm like, what is happening? But yeah, I had a few pay pigs through there and there was these couple of guys, like, well, there was one guy in particular that was like, I will give you my Combank details. Please log in. Take all my money. I'll also give you my car keys. Drive away with a car. Like, I want you to have all these things. And I started talking to them because I was bored. And those interactions felt so coercive. Like, they were being, like, as soon as I replied, they were, like, on my case, like, chatting to me, being like, please do this, do this. And it just felt, like, uncomfortable. And I was like, you're not even, like, building a rapport with me, babe. Like, I don't want to do this.
You don't even want to get to know me.
Yeah, I was like, don't you want to get to know me? So, yeah, obviously, this is why we wanted to do the episode. We put it up on our Instagram just to do a vibe check and see if there were any pay pigs or people receiving money, like a goddess or a FinDom. And honestly, kind of crickets. There weren't that many replies.
There were a lot of people who the classic meme gag of pay pigs replied being like, oh, obsessed with this. It's my dream job. How do I get one?
Yeah.
Or like, Cozzy lives, like, I need a pay pig now.
Yeah.
But we did have a few people. We actually had a pay pig who you're going to hear from later on.
Yes.
That was really interesting. But we did have a few people who had dabbled.
Yeah. This person here is saying, during lockdown boredom, I dabbled in finding a sugar daddy and came across a bloke that wanted to be a pay pig. Sometimes I feel bad taking his money without providing anything, but he enjoys it. And with the Cozzy Lives crisis, receiving a few hundred bucks from a guy I occasionally chat to and rarely meet up with, it's a pretty good deal since all I have to do is ask for some money and he gets excited.
This is the thing. This is what I was saying is the whole meme about this is like, it seems too good to be true.
Yes.
Like, what do you mean all I have to do is ask for money? And or gifts and be like, buy me a fucking bag.
Mm.
I was about to say what bag I want. No brands allowed. And then it just happens and they get off on it. It's like, yeah. Wait, what do you mean? And most of them happen online. You don't even have to see them.
Yes. In some cases, it can be too good to be true. But in some cases, it's a really interesting, great
legit
dynamic.
Thing. It's a and legit
like
thing.
A legit thing. And a couple of months ago, Dee and I went to Sexpo and we met this amazing, beautiful couple, Liam and Iman.
Yeah, and we got chatting and they were like, we have a pay pig. And Pip and I were like, okay, our DMs are full of them. This can't be legit, right? And it was.
Yeah.
And so when we were brainstorming about doing this episode, Pip and I were like, well, we have to get them in because one, we love them, and two, like, we just wanted to get the ins and out because it was really brief convo. We're like at Sexpo and we're busy and we're like, oh, okay, pay pig, bye. But
yeah.
We're like, no, we need to know more.
And we forgot to get their details, which is so silly. But we did our journalism and we found them and we got them into the studio and we had a little chat.
Okay, so Pip and I came across you at Sexpo. We had a bit of a chat. We noticed that you were carrying so many bags and they were full of stuff. And we were like, okay, how are you affording this? What's going on here? There's a lot. And you told us.
We have a pay pig.
Okay, yeah. Wait, hold on. Explain for anyone who has no idea what a pay pig is.
So FinDom is financial domination, which is where an individual or a couple dominates somebody for their money and he gets off on it.
And there's no like favor that you have to give back to.
No, absolutely not. And that's why I love it.
Period.
So he goes around with both of you and buys you stuff.
It's a head fuck at the start. It's like, Yeah, you're literally, it's like, yeah, but what do you want? And he's like, no, this is what I want.
No, he wants to be ignored and just to carry our stuff for us, tie our shoelaces for us, kiss us at our feet, and worship us.
And he's like over the moon by the end of it. Like,
yeah, he loves it. Like, he's so
beaming,
grateful.
Like, he's euphoric.
Yeah.
So how did you meet this guy?
Twitter.
So he got into like the DMs?
Did you put a call out?
So he tributed me, as he should. He paid me first before messaging me.
So is that what that means, tributing? Like you offer a tribute?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're like a goddess.
Yeah, literally. So that's the idea of the whole thing is like he's the god, I'm the goddess, and they worship us as so. So he will tribute, send us a bit of cash, and then send us a message, and then we'll reply.
Okay.
Yeah. And go from there.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
What has he bought you?
He got some clothes and shoes. I got some makeup. And we finish it off at Honey Bedette.
Does he tell you like a budget before you go in? Or is he kind of like...
Yeah. So he generally gives us a budget, but we'll make him double it, if not triple it.
Because it's his kink. Like, he gets off on it. It's like you are giving him what he wants.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he always has that authoritative position to pull back at any point. Yeah. Like, we're not exploiting him in such a way that he's not
That's what he's
eat.
Into. That's what he's but into.
But he's into it, yeah. So we push it to the extreme.
It's literally like if someone, like guys who get off and go on a dominatrix, they have like a safe word. Exact same concept.
Yeah.
It's like you're not partaking in a sexual act, but he's still getting that dopamine, that same sort of experience, but there is those boundaries. Like, you discuss it before you actually are there in the position going forward.
And what is your, like, dynamic? What have you agreed to? Is it, like, we'll go shopping once a week? You'll, like, have to message him throughout the week? Like, what's the guaranteed, like, the thing that you've agreed to?
So it's generally every couple of weeks, and he'll just send us a message. I'll never message him first because I know that he comes back around. So he'll message me something along the lines of, "Hi, God and Goddess, how are you doing? Your little bitch slave would like to take you shopping sometime soon." So,
yeah, he's like full, especially the guy at Sex Play, like really into the, like, I guess, degrading himself.
Mm. Yeah, so we just got to remind him that he's small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He owes us.
Do you find in these relationships, these findom relationships, like, is it common to meet up with the person, or is it becoming more of an online thing? Like, I don't know. I'm just interested to know.
A bit of both.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, obviously we're dabbling and we're talking on, like, a local level, but we follow people on Twitter. Like, we're talking about shoes, lingerie sets and stuff. There are people that are receiving, like, G-wagons and shit under this premise. Houses.
Yeah,
like, we're talking people out there in the world that have just got stupid amounts of money that just... And they might have, multiple goddesses and couples that they're paying at once.
I think for anyone listening, like, they might be worried about safety. They're like... Because, we get DMs. Like, I'm not going to lie. I've got Sugar Daddy DMs. I've got PayPig DMs. But I'm like, I don't know the person. I don't know. I just think it's a scam, or I just am worried about my safety. Like, was that something that you worry about, and how do you navigate that?
I guess that's why, like, the couple thing for us came naturally, because initially, to be honest, it was like a safety thing. It was like, oh, I'll be there because, you know, you don't just go into the city and meet a stranger. And then it was like, oh, you're an alpha couple. And it just sort of grew from that.
Mm. And if I was to ever go meet up with somebody on my own, he would be close by.
Yeah.
And it would always be in a public sort of dynamic, because I've had sugar daddies in the past. You do find a lot of them are scams. The ones that you've received messages online. That's what I love about PayPigs and the FinDon community, is getting a tribute first. You know that they're legit.
Yeah. I picked up first, because when you said the tribute, I was like, oh, okay. Because the people that we have been conversing with in DMs, they're like forcing themselves onto you. They're like, have my Combank details. Please take the keys to my car. Take it for a drive. Drive away from me if you want. Like, all of this stuff. And it just felt like coercive in a way. And I was like, we haven't even started talking. Like, I'm just trying to sell some shoes on the marketplace. You know
but
what I mean?
Them just simply saying these things is getting them off. Like, the idea of running through the scenario in their head, and you're feeding into that by responding without receiving any sort of monetary value from them to begin with. you're feeding into their fetish for
free.
That
is so interesting. I had no idea about that. But, you know, if for someone who is interested in getting into this, I guess, like, a good tip would be, like, if they're legit, they're usually going to offer a tribute first.
Yeah. Mm. And never take credit card details. Never use their credit card.
Like, because, cash only.
Yeah. I mean, you can get fully screwed over by that.
Yeah.
Like, they could simply say, oh, my card was stolen. And then you've got a debt. Yeah, you're in debt now.
And so if anyone listening, you're going to find this on Twitter? Is that, like, mainly where if you're, like, looking for a FinDom?
I feel like Twitter and Reddit are where a lot of these people go. I don't know. I mean, Twitter's sort of famous in, like, sex work and that for being the go-to because they haven't got the censorship and all the other stuff. Mm. And I feel like a lot of these guys hang out there and that's where they're... But it does become a bit tricky where you are trying to pick, like, a legit out of 500 that aren't. Mm. And that's where, I mean, it comes down to the simple, like, you know, we're saying tribute before you get anything or anything like that. Because you can waste days talking
messaging,
to someone.
Messaging, yeah.
And they're getting off on that in a sense because you're still, you know, you're still talking very dominantly to them and they're still getting that, like, I don't know, appetite for degradation.
Degradation.
Yeah. But then they don't have any, I guess, intention on following through.
And just to confirm as well, when you are speaking to him, you are actually degrading. Like, you're using that language. Like, you stay
specific.
Here, slave.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? It's that thing.
That's the thing that can be really confronting. And I think it's really, like, important to acknowledge with this sort of stuff where it's like being a, like having a dominant side and a submissive side, that can actually be a really structured arrangement. And it can be like, you're not just going like, hey, you like piece of shit, give me money. Like you can set ground rules, you can talk about it. And then it's like when you're in that scenario, switches on, just like anyone would if they were going to a dominatrix, going to any other sort of dominant submissive environment.
Mm. Yeah, like, what are you comfortable with being called?
Yeah.
Like, it's all negotiated.
The one that we see most frequently is very specific about being called, like, a sissy, a loser, a bitch, a slave, and, like, just degrading him and reminding him that he is below us and that he's not worthy of a relationship such as ours.
Yeah.
Because we are something that he looks up to.
And therefore he should pay you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he kind of gives us whatever he has to kind of be like, I'm not good enough.
Some people are submissive, but they're not that way inclined. They don't want to be treated like shit. They just want you to spend.
They want to spoil you.
Yeah.
They just thrive off of seeing you win.
And there is no indication whatsoever in personality or character that he is this way inclined.
Right.
Like, these are people that you are probably, like, working with. You know, they might be parents. You never know.
Yeah, did you have an idea in your head of what he would look like when you met up with him and then...
None.
No clue.
And it was very interesting.
That's what your FinDom said to you. He was like, you must have an idea of me. You might think I'm, like, old and fat and gross.
Yeah, he was like, I'm in my 20s and you might, like, he was like, you might know who I am.
I guess when you think of, like, sugar daddies, you have a general stereotype.
Yeah.
But... like pay pigs, they can come in all forms.
Fetish is a fetish. Like a fetish doesn't necessarily rely on like lack of confidence issues or that sort of thing. A fetish is just that turns someone on. They could be like the best looking, most confident person in the world. But if this is what gets them off, that's what gets them off.
And do you also like love kind of turning into that character? Because I feel like I've heard from people who just like they know and they switch it on and then they're like, holy shit, look at me go. Like,
yeah, no, it's just actually out. Like it gets you going because it's just like, look at what I'm getting out of it. And all I have to be is a bit of a bad bitch for a minute. Like, and I'm getting rewarded. Like, this
it's like
is
you've
fun.
Got like any pent up stuff. You're like, wow, I get to just like let it all out on this person that actually wants me to do it.
Like generally, like after Sexpo, for instance, we went home, we had all the bags, we just lay it out on the bed and we just look at it and we're like, cool. So that's what we've accomplished.
And that's where it's like the psychology of like the different people and why they're in it is so different because there's like, it might seem, in that scenario, it seems like, you know, you guys are the alphas, you're going home living the life and these people are like working to pay you. When it could be and I'm sure there are a lot of people out here who do this. The reality is you're, you know, still working a job, trying to pay rent, this and that. And they're the ones driving the nice cars, the big house, but they still have that appetite for just They need, maybe they've been dominant in other sectors of their life and they need an outlet where someone just, yeah, they've just won, and they just, yeah, feel like.
And they need someone to ruin them for a moment.
Yeah.
So interesting. And we'll do
that. This has been, oh my God, yeah. I'm just like, it's such an eye-opening experience to chat to you both. Like when Pip and I found you at Sexpo and then you like told us off like mic and off recording and we're like, oh my God, like we needed to know more.
Yeah.
But then like, you know, we were busy and you were busy and I'm just like so happy that we found you and like are able to chat to you more about it today.
Oh, I can't get over it. We got here.
I love it.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Imran.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Wild, 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 wild.
Obsessed with Imran and Liam.
They've clearly got this really established dynamic that is very consensual.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously it's great to hear from them as like receivers, as the findoms. But what about hearing from an actual pay pig themselves? This part of the episode was actually hard to get together. We could have done this ep weeks ago, but all of our pay pigs that we were hitting up were a little bit shy, like a little
Pip
bit
and I,
guarded.
I was trying to get a pay pig in my DMs to jump on the podcast, and he agreed to, but only if he was allowed to be my pay pig.
And like we were like, we
and I was like, baby boy, I don't. Yeah, ABC, I don't think so.
Editorially,
it ain't gonna happen. So that didn't happen. But then we posted about it on the hookup and we actually got someone in our DMs.
Yeah, so Josh came through and we asked him a bunch of questions and he got back to us.
By the way, this is all like voice memo recordings. So that's why we're being like, and we had to ask him this because we like wrote them out and then he voice memoed us.
Yeah. So we first asked him, when did you first figure out that you liked being financially dominated?
I found out maybe like a year and a half ago, just while playing around on some online chat rooms.
And then we wanted to know about like how he went about finding his god/goddesses.
I happened to just stumble upon it when I was online and met someone who explained what it was. Started with like small $20 donations, just of some verbal degradation. And we just kind of continued talking and it became more regular.
Also, we asked Josh about, like, what does it look like for you? Like, do you like being verbally degraded or is it just, like, a financial thing?
I just send her money to be verbally degraded. And I think that sense of control and being financially controlled is just super hot.
And most importantly, I really love psychology. So I'm like, what, like, how did it feel for you? What's going on in your brain when it's happening?
The best bit about it is it's so irregular. Like, she might be out on a night out with her girls and she'll text me saying, like, buy us a round of drinks. And it's just, I don't know, it's just so exciting. And then you get the degrading after that and it's just as fun.
Obviously, we had to know, how often do you do this? I mean, it's Cozy Lives. So how can you afford something like this?
It's pretty random, maybe like 5-6 times a week. And it's not like excessive large amounts or anything.
And are there like consensual boundaries? What are the agreements?
Yeah, we do have a limit on how much I can give her per week. That gets tallied and we don't go past that. Like some weeks we reach that, nothing changes just because I'm not sending her money for the week. But some weeks we don't really get near it. But yeah, I think I love the randomness of when I need it, I send it to get that sort of rush.
We also really wanted to know about partners because we were thinking like this would be a really difficult kink to keep up if you had a partner. Like, do you tell them? What do you do?
Long-term partnerships, yeah, imagining that's hard because it's not really something you can do honestly and realistically in a relationship. Like, it's definitely a form of cheating if you're getting sexual pleasure from it. So I haven't really thought about it long-term yet. But it's something I know I can't last forever anyway with the life goals I have, unless I found a partner who's into it. But I guess what's mine is ultimately theirs, so it doesn't really have the same effect.
Yeah, we asked him if he ever had a negative experience because, like, you do worry about some of the ethics around this.
No, but I have heard some horror stories, like people sending way too much money and getting into a position where they're putting all this pressure on themselves and not being able to survive and therefore not being able to get the satisfaction they wanted after all. But no, my mistress is only my mistress and I found her without really looking. So she's incredible at making sure that I'm comfortable and happy, but also, like, not, you know, letting me forget that she owns me.
Speaking of ethics and morals, we asked Josh, what are your thoughts on people who think you're being exploited?
I don't really listen to them. My mistress doesn't really have to talk to me or degrade me, you know, and she's taking time out of her life and should be rewarded. You know, it's like going to work. If you didn't get paid, you wouldn't do it. So, like, I don't have to pay if I don't want to. There's no blackmail or anything, but she just does it because you know, that's her job and she's not going to work for free. And I want the verbal degradation. So, yeah.
How interesting is it? I'm so happy that we got Josh. It was kind of at the last minute too. So that's why we were like, okay, quickly, can you just answer these questions for us? Like,
I know.
We're recording tomorrow. Like, we need these. So thank you, Josh. Love you. Appreciate your honesty. Like really went into the psychology because that's what people will be curious about.
Yeah. So keep an eye out on your feeds. We're going to be chatting to a psychologist about this, talking about why people are really into it, maybe touching a little bit on like the ethics and moral side of it, the exploitation, and just really getting to know the kink from a professional's point of view. So,
oh, and don't forget, you can always message us at Triple J The Hookup.
Yes.
Not our personal, if you're a paypig. Actually, no.
Well, no, we're done. We've done the episode.
Okay, bye.
Bye.